The Brothers Grimm.
We're told not to judge a book by its cover, but for Novak Daniels, he says the way he looks is stopping him from getting a job. Dressing like a punk is his passion, but Novak wants to work, so we offered him some help.
Cause don't let your babies grow up to be
buzz, 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 buzz.
Black box. Black box.
Motherfucking work!
Hey there, punkers. Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. This is the Mad Axe flying solo. And yeah, we're flying solo a little too often on the show these days. The DD Grimm and I can't seem to find 30 minutes or 45 minutes to tape an episode together. And one main reason for that, that's right, work. Especially in the DD Grimm's case, putting in those long hours. It's the American way, right? To make this episode a little more special, we got a new single out, and you just heard it. That was from a new one from the Brothers Grimm Punk called All We Do Is Work. Major assist from our buddy El Matador. He's the famous front man for the legendary punk band Fight Music out of Chico, California. They're not playing anymore, unfortunately, but you can find all their albums on our Bandcamp page. The link to that Bandcamp page is, of course, on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast.blogspot.com. Head over there for all the links to the Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcasts, and of course, the when we're on Punk Rock Demonstration and Ripper Radio. So yeah, back to this awesome new work song. Speaking of El Matador, came through big on that song. Dropped some great lyrics and also some awesome singing on there for us. So thank you, El Matador. Hopefully we can put together some more music like that. And I think we will going forward. Just to give everyone a little bit of context, El Matador played bass in our high school / college band, The Accidents. You can also find The Accidents album on that Bandcamp page I talked about earlier. So yeah, awesome to be making music again, even though we're getting up there in age, but not losing our punk roots, I guess. Before All We Do Is Work, like I said, the new single from Brothers Grimm Punk was Worker Bee from DRI off of the awesome album Thrash Zone. And like we say, DRI is always good for these themes. It seems like they can, you know, you can always match a DRI song to one of these themes that we do occasionally over here at the BGP. Before DRI was Nuke Work from the Uglies off of their album Still Ugly, UGLY. And before that, from Berlin, Turtle Rage with Work Sucks off of their Chambers of Peace. And if you haven't checked out Turtle Rage, you must do so. Always kind of weird to do a show when you're alone. Can't really, you know, banter back and forth, which is probably a good thing because we typically flap our jaw a ton on the BGP. Let us know what you think of the new song. Drop us a line at brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. And hey, we'll even make a song for you. Send us some lyrics, and we're happy to put one together. So let's get back into some more work songs, shall we? You know, we went a couple episodes without playing the one-time house band here on the BGP, Guttermouth, but here they are again. So here's Guttermouth with Carp. Enjoy.
anarchy. How's that working out for you?
Contract draft. See what I mean, punk?
Fuck you.
Fuck you!
I'm tied to a clock. And I can't get love. I do this to myself.
put my brain right in our nose. What? What's those sounds? Got a move. We moves that was labeled. Well, so I've got a thing on time. Gotta collect my reward. I've got a set in line. Make me feel so fucking bored. Right? What's those sounds? Got a move. Black box, what does that mean? I can't get him back. No matter how I try, can't get that fucker off my back. No, but the sounds gotta move. He moves and more papers. Well, so that's how I wake me up in the morning. I don't know. Take my brain right into a cell. I don't do this shit every day. I ain't taking no more. I'm gonna work. Knock that fucker off the wall. That's right. Go home. Bust us down. Gotta move. We moves have a brain move. Real slow. So stop.
Welcome back to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. I'm Matt Axe. Like I said before, you won't hear the banter between the D.D. Grimm and I on this particular episode, but we're trying something new. I'm going to do about half the episode. He'll finish it up and do a much better job than me, I'm sure. In that last talking block, I neglected to mention you were hearing in the background the Offspring. Man, don't hear from them too often on the BGP, but they fit the theme. That was Why Don't You Get a Job off their greatest hits. And in the background now, on this particular block, David Allan Coe, Take This Job and Shove It. Awesome song, even though it's of the country variety. Can't go wrong with a little David Allan Coe once in a while. So what do we hear in that last block? It was Clocked In by Black Flag off the first 4 years. Before that, Workman Stomp from Dragged off their self-titled. Prior to that, Work Will Set You Free, Girl Scout Cookies. 12-second song, gotta love that. For that, Career Suicide from Wasted off of their Outsider by Choice. Before that, Working for the Company from The Virus, another good kind of unique sound, especially for the BGP, but that song is awesome, off Nowhere to Hide, Punk Core Records, and from New York, it's Fucked Up at Work from The Gyms, gotta love that, and before that, the legendary Guttermouth with a legendary song, Carp. So yeah, as I was saying before, we're trying to pump out some original songs here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. We think we may be the only punkcast / podcast making its own music. So if you've heard of another one, we would love to hear it. Send us that to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com, and we wanna connect with people that are doing the same thing. For instance, we've been listening to a lot of Riot Radio recently. You know, we have our staples here on the BGP who we've been kind of connecting to and listening to over the years. Been doing this show since 2012. Yeah, the Riot Radio is a new discovery. We recommend you check that out. And if you're listening to other good punk casts, other good, you know, punk shows, let us know. So, yes, work. Don't be an idiot out there on this Labor Day. I know this comes out on Monday, so you'll probably be hearing it after you've partied it up pretty hard, or hopefully you have anyway and you didn't have to work, right? The theme of this episode. Like I said, D.D. Grimm is probably going to wrap it up. Till I see you next time, long live punk. And here is Dead End Job from the Nobodies.
chop, scoot you around, scoot you around, scoot you around.
Hey kids, this is JJ Nobody, and you're rocking to Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Work. up in the morning. I feel like a sap, like somebody's fool. I work like a rat and I'm going insane. I know it ain't right and I know it ain't cool. So don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell me, tell me what to do.
Gol dang work, MF and work. It's the DD Graham closing out the show for you. That was cool having a Mad Axe do the first couple sets. Doing the work theme this week, Labor Day weekend. Hope everybody's having a blast. I'm working, of course, and like Mad Axe said, that's why we can't get together and do the show. Because me and my work schedule up and down and all around. Ugh. We are here, and this is just a ripping set of tunes. Detroit's Platinum Crack in the background right now. Late December 2022 stuff. Go to Work from them off of Electropunk EP. Good old Screeching Weasel you just heard, of course. 1987, that first album of theirs. So killer. That was Screeching Weasel doing Work off their self-titled. Sun Power before that did Working Class Attack off their Decade 12-inch from 2012. Pizza Tramp. That was... That's a killer band. They started out trippy and they went in their usual tramp, pizza tramp business. That was I Got to Work in the Morning off of Grand Relapse 2019. DS13, good old hardcore band there, did Work, Buy, Consume, and Die off of No One Will Thank You When You're Dead 2008. Human Toys, can't beat that one. That was No Money, No Job. And it's almost the same way, or the other way around, right? People always working. It seems like you don't have money for shit, especially nowadays. I'm feeling the inflation. It's not just a joke. Chicks Dig It before that did Quit Your Job, which is probably one of the best songs on that 30-second Fat Records Short Songs for Shorts People 1999. And the good old Nobodies. You're JJ in there somewhere. They did Dead End Job off of Generation XXX 1999 as well. Let's get into some newer stuff. Some of this is late December 2022. Like I said, this is all pretty new stuff. 2023. Here's a brand new one from the crazy punker Milwaukee's Durst the Worst, pissing everybody off. This is a cover from Oliver Anthony's Rich Men North of Richmond, which has some success and some controversy. I don't even care, man. It fits the Labor Day specials. I'm down. Mad Axe and I are part of the working class. Working class. Stiffs, proud working class, whatever. Here is Durst the Worst with a cover of Rich Men North of Richmond, 2023 single of his, sent in a few days ago.
doing, my deal? Huh? Are they punking me?
This guy.
Hey, who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
Okay, I like it. All right.
Don't!
What did these perpetrators do?
Perpetrators? They were hippie assholes.
Chugging along through the apocalypse over here on the Brothers Grimm podcast. This workday special, you know, a lot of us spend the majority of our life working. You know, it's amazing, especially in America, just work fucking all the time. Man, like an addiction, like an obsession. I'm trying to get the Pops to retire. Man, he's still going strong. And no matter what year it is, you know, you can always find punk tunes related to working. So that was all pretty much new stuff. Not that last one, that was Furt Mert did Working Stiff off of 2009's Morons. A Tester before that did one from 2022 from UK's A Tester did Working for the 1% off of the Final Tracks. Guff did a December 2022, so that's pretty new, right? Off of Dead Invoices, that was Guff doing Working Man off of their split with Mongrel, Inner Self split. Corvo from Washington, D.C. also did one from late December 2022, S. Duro Ser Working Class off of Cordatus. Shaka from Nuclear Laugh Records, that was late December again 2022, did a Dead Fucking Broke off of their self-titled. Milk Pig did one from this year from New York, New York, All Work No Play off of their self-titled. Gorilla Knife Fight, also from Milwaukee, another one from late December 2022 that was Sweating off of This Knife Wins the Fight, and started out with a new cover from Milwaukee's Durst the Worst. Look out. Let's do one more block of tunes with Coxbar in the background right now. With an old classic. This is Spaz. The Redwood City Power Violence legends himself, Spaz, is going to do Don't Quit Your Day Job, which is definitely a dad joke of mine, I would have to say. Always saying that. Don't quit your day job to everybody. This one's off of La Revancha.
LSD. What must be what?
Labor Day special over here at the Brothers Grimm Podcast and continue to work. I guess, you know, everybody talks about retirement. Everybody, you know, it's working hard these days, talks about retirement. Hey, when I retire this, when I retire that. But, you know, I think I'd rather have some youth, you know, be working all the time instead of old and retired, right? Keep fighting a good fight out there, everybody. An old band of El Matadors, we keep talking about this again and again on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. El Matador, we put out some stuff on our Bandcamp page. This is formerly known as, we're kind of fading it out, one of their 4-minute songs in the background, 72-hour work week off of We Don't Like Us Either from 2006. Get it over on our Bandcamp page. AFD, before that, did Day Job off of the Venture Island EP. My notes say they're from Denver. That was 2019. Black Thoughts, before that, did Get a Job off of All the Songs. A few of these, if you blinked, you missed them. That was one of them. That was off of All the Songs 2020. Disclone, great DB band right there. They did Suicide of Work Pressure off of the Never Ending Nightmare EP 2017. Shit Stormtrooper before that. You definitely missed that one if you blinked. That was Everything Cool Comes from the Working Class off of Gulf Coast Grind Violence from No Time Records 2022. Fuck on the Beach before that did Where Do You Work off of I Have Never Seen Myself in 2009. And we started out with Spaz. Lately I've been resurrecting some of the old Brutal Existence radio bumpers. You might hear a few of them in this episode, but they were just too good. Nobody ever knows what a bumper is when I talk about bumpers, but if you're a fan of the show, you know that about 99% of the time we play two songs with the bumper. So I'm trying to resurrect some of those from good old Fowler. He made excellent bumpers back in the day for Brutal Existence Radio. Rest in peace, Fowler. Those are for him. Remember, go check out our buddy Punkbot over on Instagram. Gives you weekly updates of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. And I have to apologize for the rough drums on that Brothers Grimm Punk new tune you heard the fourth song in on the show. That was rough on my end. I tried something new. Tried recording drums without the vocals, and it kind of turned into a disaster. Gonna have to redo that one. And Punkbot almost fired me. Punkbot said, hey, if you can't handle it, I have to take over with the robo drums. Just go check out Punkbot on Instagram, give a like and a follow. We're gonna cool down and close it out with a brand new one from the Hostile Ones from Finland. This is a great tune for Labor Day weekend, Labor Day special. This is Working Class Boys off of their self-titled. Get it over at Bandcamp and also follow them on Instagram as well. These guys shred. Cooling it down and closing it out with the Hostile Ones right here. Remember, punkers, it's us against the world. Long live punk.
said,
fuck you too.
Brother's great punk, yeah.
Keep your